even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take. How your family or business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day. We have a very focused show. We only chat about items that affect the roof of your head, your bank account, and anything I feel would benefit you. And then we remind you, if you ever have any home or finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you. And you can reach out to me directly, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it. I think we've got the Super Bowl hangover going here today. While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan or plan to save you money, I personally work with you, even if you don't have any needs today. Save this number in your phone for future reference, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. And yes, of course, every day on Ron Siegel Radio, we celebrate. If there's something to be celebrated, I am all there for a good time. In fact, I'm going to show you that screen that I had up here just a minute ago showing the Super Bowl party celebrations. Did you make any money at the Super Bowl this time? Did you have any money? No, I know nobody bets. But there are some times when we find people that do have a desire to get in a pool or those squares. I was very, very close. I was within about a minute and a half of being the big winner. So they got that final touchdown by the Chiefs. But let's see what we're going to celebrate today, the day the music died. National Football Hangover Day. Yeah, we know about that one. That's a toughie. National Missing Persons Day, National Women Physicians Day. And yes, of course, I will be celebrating having beaten anorexia, National Carrot Cake Day. Yeah, that's going to get us the big applause meter there, National Carrot Cake Day. That's the one I'm going to be celebrating. We're not going to probably celebrate what's going on in the markets. It's been a bit of a rocky road, not the food. If Jake Kaplan's watching us, he would be dealing with the food aspect of rocky road. But I'm talking about the Dow Jones Industrial Average. Up 179 points right now. That's a good thing. The S&P 500 up 22.39. NASDAQ, that's up 124 points. All of those are positive issues. Although after Friday being down 600 points, you have to wonder, is it just a little bit of a bounce or was Friday's number the anomaly? We're not sure exactly which way that's going to go. But Friday was painful for a lot of folks. The markets gave back over 600 points. We opened up today 300 positive. The question being, what is that really telling us, especially when we know that China, yes, did the president check in on that one today? I don't know if we heard anything from the president on that. Let's see what. Yeah. Yeah, he might tell them that they're fired. Yeah, so China checking in today. It's always fascinating to me listening to what they have to say and what they're doing coming out of China. So they said the U.S. is exaggerating the epidemic that's going on in China right now. But on the flip side, then they tell us that the same thing is they want to try and relax some of the tariff deal, the phase one tariff deal, because the outbreak in China is too great. Now, how can we have both of those? It's just a matter of it is China, and you know that whenever you're dealing with China, you can't believe anything that they have to say. Yeah, you're right, guys. You have a bad feeling. Let's take a look further down at the markets, what they are doing right now. I did look to see the oil market. Where's that one trading as we speak? 93 cents a barrel down on oil. So we're watching that. What is it effect is it having on gas prices? $2.47 is the national average, down just a tick from yesterday, down about 4 cents from a week ago, 11 cents from a month ago, and we're up about 22 cents from a year ago. Calizuela, we're still paying 351.9 on average. So that one right there, that's about $1.04 more than the national average. We're a little bit below Hawaii, though. We watched that one. Maybe it's just because I want to go to Hawaii. I'm getting ready to. $2.10 in Missouri. So they can go over to, I guess when the Chiefs get home, they'll have a big benefit there. 210.8 in Missouri. So they've got some good stuff going on there. You know, we're a buck and a half more in Calizuela. Let's take a look at the 10-year Treasury. That's up just a little bit now. Look at that one. 1.52 is the 10-year Treasury. It's up just a couple of ticks. So watch what's going on right there, because that does have an immediate impact, or a definite impact, on our prices that we're seeing when it comes to mortgage rates. And I've been chatting with you. I've told you right along that the mortgage rates are going to be taking a big dive again, and they will. And if you've got the right strategy, it won't bother you. If they do or they don't, you'll be in position either way to take advantage of the market if you're talking to a mortgage loan strategist. And I did find that fascinating as well. Did you see Rocket Mortgage? They had a commercial in the Super Bowl yesterday. And then one of the brokerage companies, and obviously it has to be a very large broker, they're a wholesaler, I know them very well. They came out and said, you know, rockets are expensive. And they came and said that you're much better off going to a broker. Kind of what I tell you, go to that loan strategist and find out what they're saying. They're going to be able to put you into the right strategy for your family, not necessarily just looking at what is quick and easy. Yeah, quick and easy doesn't always mean it is the smart solution for you and your family. In fact, more often than not, it is not the smart solution for you and your family. I'm just throwing that out there so you have the information, because we want to make sure that you're getting what's going right for your family. And I was asked to be a speaker just recently for a national network of financial awareness. It's a nonprofit organization. And yeah, we're going to be doing that, and we're going to be giving you some of the information here on Ron Siegel Radio that they want us to share from a speaker standpoint, and we'll kind of modify it to fit what is right for Ron Siegel Radio listeners. But a lot of it comes down to the fact that professional guidance does not cost you anything. When you get involved, when you get a professional advisor, the money that you save by or make by using the tools that they give you, the guidance that they give you, should way more than offset the cost of whatever that is that they're doing. So want to make sure that you're watching that, watching it on a regular basis, and getting the good guidance that you need, good guidance that you deserve. And generally, free advice, yes, Rocket Mortgage, is worth exactly what you paid for it. Yes, I know, free advice, you paid nothing, you got what you paid for. You might have got the lowest interest rate today, but what happens next week, next month, when you come back and you say, okay, well, maybe that wasn't the best guidance that I should have had for my family at this point in time? Just throw that out there for you and suggest, you know something, at least make the phone call. Don't, if you know, and it doesn't matter whether to me whether you use our team, you should, or somebody else. I want to make sure that you're getting the best guidance for your family. I want to make sure that you've got the right strategy for your family. Just throw that out there. There's a lot of differences in free advice, the free guidance. So I just want to make sure you're getting what you're entitled to, what's best for your family. In the long run, if everybody were to look out for one another, you know, you'd find out that we're in a much better place in this world, looking out for each other, looking out for what's a benefit to you? What's a benefit to your fellow citizens? Just throw that out there. Man, oh man. Let's see what else we've got going on here. For some reason, I'm not able to share our broadcast right now to the Ron Siegel page, where the Ron Siegel Radio is the page where if you're trying to find us, that's where you can find the broadcast. What else is going on in the morning briefing? Obviously, last week we finished up with the impeachment hoax. That is now fait accompli. We're going to hear more, a little bit more about that. They've got to have the actual vote on acquittal. President should be acquitted. I had some people ask me, you know, what's the problem with the with having more witnesses and more documents? And my comment was very simple. Chicken Schiff, the one of the House managers, said the evidence was overwhelming. Well, if the evidence is overwhelming, why not vote? I mean, they gave us 21 hours worth of discussion of over that overwhelming evidence. Well, if it's overwhelming, let's vote. Let's see what the jury, i.e. senators, have to say about it. In Iowa right now, they're getting ready. They're doing the caucuses today. Senator Sanders calls for celerity before the Iowa caucuses amid reported concern in the Democratic Party establishment about his possible nomination. Bernie Sanders took to Twitter on the eve of Monday's momentum-building Iowa caucuses to call on supporters to fight for celerity as the Democrat establishment reportedly worries about his nomination. Really? Do you think that they might be worried about him? Yeah, they might be. Sanders made a final appeal Sunday to potential supporters to join his movement that he says will fight for social causes and for human solidarity. Can we say Venezuela, boys and girls? Has anything been celerity there? I mean, you see where people are starving to death. Problem with Senator Sanders' theories is at some point in time, he's going to run out of other people's money to spend. Obviously, he doesn't want to spend his own. Hillary Clinton has recently been a harsh critic of her former opponent, former Secretary of State John Kerry, who was in Des Moines as a Joe Biden surrogate. Did anybody surprised by that one? No, we're not surprised, Gomer, but John Kerry there as a Joe Biden surrogate was overheard in a hotel's restaurant Sunday, warning of the very real possibility of Bernie Sanders taking down the Democrat Party. Downhole, according to an NBC News report. I wonder if Chicken Schiff and Nancy Pelosi